In the nuclear industry, the first step is uranium mining.
Hi, this is Kaput Radio. My name is Martin. I will be your host for this program. Today, I'd like to revisit the nuclear issues once more. Since the recent accident in Japan, the debate about nuclear power has somewhat resumed. There have been a few podcasts and videos produced since, especially a widely quoted movie called Onkalo, a documentary about a 100,000-year storage facility presently under construction in Finland. Worthwhile watching, guys. Onkalo Into Eternity is the title. Also, some European nations have decided to phase out of their nuclear power generation. And there is another video worth watching made by German activists about Australia's uranium mining called Uranium, Is It a Country? While all these global issues have been well documented, the situation of Australia's involvement has hardly been noticed beyond our borders. Here, I will focus on the first people, the Aboriginals, who have been dealt a crap deal since ever whites invaded the continent, and who now, under renewed pressures of hungry mining industries, especially new and old uranium mining, are going to be displaced again, their land, the fauna and flora laid to waste and death. The country, as the first people call it, is not wasteland. It has vegetation and forms of habitat for many species. It has sacred sites of cultural significance. The country will be screwed in the name of profits. Profits we, the Australian people, need for our economic survival. Welcome to the start of the uranium chain. Not a cycle, by the way, since nothing cycles here. It's all one stupid long kick of the can into our children's future. About 1,200 people are employed in uranium mining, at least 500 in uranium exploration, and 60 jobs are in regulation of uranium mining presently. Uranium mines generate about 21 million Australian dollars in royalties each year. Corporate taxes amount to $42 million per year. Australia's uranium mining yielded almost $1 billion, figures are from 2009. Expectations are that it will exceed this in the future. $1 billion. And what was the tax again? $42 million. And royalties? $21 million. Well, that's for all Australians. For Indigenous people, there's hardly any real benefit at all. Just pain. We produce 9,000 tons of this stuff a year, which gets turned by the world into 7,000 tons of depleted uranium waste, 1,134 tons of spent nuclear fuel containing 8.9 tons of plutonium. Welcome to Yellow Cake Australia, the third largest producer in the world.
My feelings, I'm a gurunguru and I should have my say. Instead of the government's getting it their way, say no to the waste dump, waste dump. No to the waste dump, waste dump, dump. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries. This place we call marketing. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries. this place we call marketing.
We don't want nothing to come to LA. Start listening.
Marketing.
We don't want nothing to come to LA. Start listening.
Marketing.
We don't want nothing to come to LA. Start listening. We want you people to support us.
I used to chill back at my hometown. Now I'm bound to lead on my young crew. Selling your land isn't tight. Let's get together and fight for our right. Planting your poison in our land just to get some cash in your hand. You're drilling a hole right through my soul, right through my soul, right through my soul. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries. This place we call marketing. Don't waste the territory. This land means a lot to me. Been living here for centuries. This place we call marketing.
Radiation. Breathe it, eat it, drink it, and pass it on to the children. Radiation, mutation, sterilization, extermination. Breathe it, eat it, drink it, and pass it on to the children.
I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, and indeed of the whole of Australia. We stole it from them. The so-called waste dump at Muckaty Station is not going to receive intermediate waste. It's going to receive high-level radioactive waste, which will last for up to 500,000 years. Muckaty Station is over an aquifer. There's a high rainfall there, and it probably communicates with the Great Artesian Basin, archaeological water. What we'll do by putting radioactive waste there is contaminate probably the Great Artesian Basin for the rest of time, the bores, the cattle stations, the Aboriginal mound springs and the like. Johnny Howard went and met with George Bush, George II, and they signed an agreement called the Global Nuclear Energy Partnership, which said that any country that exports uranium must return its radioactive waste. But I suspect, and there's some evidence to show, that because America's got 64,000 tonnes of high-level radioactive waste and nowhere to put it, that I think a deal was struck verbally between Howard and Bush to say that we may receive America's radioactive waste. And there's also talk now that the Fukushima radioactive waste, which is just hideous, 3 melt-throughs there have been, may also come to Muckaty Station. Bob Hawke is running around this country and around the world indeed, promoting the thought that we may receive much of the world's radioactive waste. This is not just Australian radioactive waste. We may become the world's radioactive waste dump. For Christ's sake, what do we think we're doing? And do not trust Martin Ferguson. He's not a biologist, he's not a doctor, he's not a geneticist, he's not a scientist. He's an arrogant little fool, sorry. He can sue me if he wants. But we have got to stop this. I can't tell you how strongly I feel about this, and no one really knows about it because the press have not been covering it. Got to stop exporting uranium. 40% of the world's richest uranium resides here. The uranium in Fukushima is probably our uranium, which is probably going to produce millions of cancers in the Northern Hemisphere over time, and maybe make much of Japan uninhabitable. What are we doing? High-level radioactive waste, which will last for up to 500,000 years. Of the whole of Australia, we stole it from them. High-level radioactive waste, which will last for up to 500,000 years. Of the whole of Australia, we stole it from them.
We stole it from them. We stole it from them. We stole it from them. We stole it from them. We stole it from them.
Ranga ngo menda ngo bai. Uya kuyanja kungura. Uya kuyanja kwa rafiki. Kapi kuyani.
Rangwa. Leave it. Wanti, Angela, Pamela, it's rubbish, don't dig it. Minda, Sikundura, we are, itcha, Gawa uranium nothing.
Uranium all by all burunga jar babai.
Leave it.
Yana omenda gubai. Uya uya mja kukua. Uya uya mja kukua. Kapi kuya ni.
Minda sikandora. Uya. Icha. Lawa. Uranium nothing.
thanks, Nat. I will be very brief because I think all of the points have been covered today. But I'm basically just here to carry the point home that there is a very broad and diverse movement who are against the nuclear industry, and in particular the Muckaty waste dump. Greenpeace is remains steadfastly opposed to all. To all stages of the nuclear cycle, from mining to nuclear power to nuclear weapons, and of course to the toxic, seemingly endless aftermath of all this, which is nuclear waste, which once again is being directed towards the Aboriginal people of Australia through this toxic legislation that's been introduced to Parliament today. So we fully support this campaign. We fully support the Muckaty traditional owners in their efforts to defeat this, and everyone else who's spoken here today, from faith groups, from the union movement, from Indigenous groups, from environment groups across the board, who are campaigning against this, and together we're going to stop it. Thank you.
Yanang omen dan gubai, wea koyan jagungura, wea koyan jagualat brenginda, kapi koyan, uranium world bayul barunga, darbagai.
A dry wind blows across a contested land. Three members of the Napa Aboriginal clan trudge through sharp spinifex bushes, surveying what they consider to be hallowed ground. To some Aborigines, this is a deeply spiritual place, one where they still occasionally hunt for kangaroos and gather bush potatoes. But this area, about 120 kilometres from the town of Tennant Creek in Australia's Northern Territory, also happens to be the proposed site of the country's first national nuclear waste dump. Mark Lane is a traditional landowner of Muckaty, which was once a cattle station. He says no amount of money will compensate for the building of the dump on their ancestral burial grounds.
It's very bad for us, you know. But like the other people, don't want the money, you know. That's why they want the waste dump here. But the rest of us, we're fighting against it. We don't want it.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white.
If it happens in that land, that's going to destroy the culture. Even if it destroys the culture, this means that we can't use the designs of the country. We can't do the dancing of the country.
The battle over Muckaty's future is just gathering steam. The Aborigines' rich cultural past is now on a collision course with the hard economic realities of the present.
Especially up here, they're not familiar because all that stuff's all new stuff to the people that are living up within this area. And when mining companies do come in to the towns to talk about and advise the communities of, you know, what's going to happen, they don't tell you the potential dangers of that mining. They tell you all the good things that's going to happen. What about four big uranium mining within a radius of 50 kilometres or 100? Well, Roxbury's about 100 from here, but if you go to the east, you're probably looking at 50 kilometres. So, say within a radius of 150 kilometres, you've got about three or four big mines, uranium mining, that's going to happen. Any minerals or anything like that was seen by Aboriginal people as poison, and they never touched that, they never went near that. There's always stories that, and they're terrible stories, they're bad stories, saying that you shouldn't go near that place because that is a bad place, that place is poisonous.
So many parts of the Alice Springs community stand up in opposition against this mine. You see lots on the Cameco website that says how good uranium mining is for Indigenous people around the world, but my message to Cameco is to come and listen to the voices of the local Aboriginal people who are going to be singing here tonight and hear them say we are, hear them say no to this uranium mine on the edge of our town. If this mine goes ahead, we're going to have radioactive dust clouds. We're going to have reduced water supply, there's the threat of contamination, and then there's the changes to our town, which we all love. Now, this is our town. We don't need an international mining company changing it forever and potentially giving us a 10,000-year radioactive legacy.
We don't even know what uranium is, Aboriginal people, you know? We don't know what it is, what it's going to do to us. And Luna. No, to some mining people, we don't want this thing here. This is our country. We're gonna live here our life, you know, all our life and our kids and our grandchildren. And you know, this people coming here and trying to ruin our country. Leave us alone, you know, this is our country. We want to live in peace too. This is our country. Not for them up to come from overseas and wreck our place up. Huh? I hope they go back and wreck their own place up, not here. Thank you.
In some ways, if Cameco want a mine, well, they're welcome to it. They keep telling us that the whole Northern Territory is just about made of uranium. So, surely there is some other place to mine than just a little bit over 10 kilometres from the residential area. As Encarta Simon Dixon has said, the southern town camps, one would think they've got enough things to worry about already. Without having to worry about each time the wind blows the wrong way, having to cop a lung full of uranium radionuclides. No amount of Cameco community consultation is going to change the fact that every year a massive dust storm blows in from the south. No amount of Cameco community consultation is going to change the fact that the mine is to be located unbelievably above the water table. Back in April, Simon Dixon and Carter and myself, we took a trip out to the mine site. It didn't take long to get there. And we got out there, we looked back. We couldn't believe it, you're staring straight back into the gap. And on the way back, Carter Simon said, we should write a song. And he started to write it on the way home. We are itching lower. You ready?
We are itching lower, uranium, nothing wrong, leave it, want it, Angela, Pamela, it's rubbish, don't dig it, Nina, Sick and Dora, we are
Itcha, Lawa, Uranium, nothing.
I'm not going to buy. We are going to go. We are going to go to bringing
Angela Pamela.
Uranium, I'm going to go.
Brings families are set back and watch people walk all over us. It's really sad for those people who can't see what uranium is going to do to us. They can't see past. They can't see the beauty, the country and its beauty, the spirit of the country.
Alice Springs says no!
Now what's going to happen is that they're going to mine uranium in one man's traditional country where they've got stories and they've got people that belong to the land. Once they do that, they're going to sell uranium outside of this country and also bring the waste back. And once they bring the waste back, they're going to send it north to another man's country where they've got connection to land, dreamings and stories.
Shame. Hey. Alright, all this talk of uranium, efficient energy source, well it's making me glum. Because I know it's no solution, just more trouble than it's worth. It's a problem and the problem, it will decimate the earth. Traditional owners say, it's the poison, leave it. Governments say it's the answer, but don't you believe it?
The people that will be making the money, they make their money and go.
I'm here with two of my nieces, and we're talking about climate change, I think, or anyone trying to support uranium mining as a means to combating climate change, I think that's not the right answer.
My name's Connie Craig. I'm a Kamata skin. I come from Central Islander people. We're part of the Andulia Aboriginal Native Title Holders of Alice Springs. So our families, we got connections with Maralinga country too. I know, well, for my family anyway, through my grandmother's great-grandmother's side, comes from Oodnadatta way, and met people over the years that live out in that country, and was at Maralinga when those atomic bombs were being set off, those tests were being conducted.
They're exploring for the uranium deposits on Arunda land or all over our country, here in Central Australia.
We've had no experience whatsoever with uranium mining prior to now, or uranium in any way, shape or form.
We don't know anything about it, but our understanding is, as was mentioned before, it's harmful, it's poison, it's not good for the land or the environment or for people. Aboriginal people, Indigenous peoples who connect with the land and the environment and with all plants and animals can see quite clearly the effects climate change has had on our lives, has had on the cycle of life.
We know what the long-term effect will be, seeing what's happening in other countries around the world and the effects of uranium mining on the people that belong to the country. It's pretty scary, and thinking that could be the reality of our lives soon. This mine is just there on the outskirts of our town, right there on our back doors. And what about our health? People around here are going to end up getting sicker than what they already are. We've got enough health issues going on without them adding uranium-related health problems to it.
Poison love.
I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, and indeed of the whole of Australia. We stole it from them.
Poison love.
You're listening to Kaput Radio.
Shadows fade, we've just begun.
You can check the playlist and all the web details at kaputradio.libsyn.com.
Mining companies to wake up, go up there and sit down with the people and stop the bloody destruction.
Australia should produce nuclear weapons.
At this point in time, no.
Do you think Australia should have the ability to produce nuclear weapons?
I think Australia should keep its options open.
Australia's uranium mining yielded almost $1 billion, figures are from 2009. Expectations are that it will exceed this in the future. $1 billion. And what was the tax again? $42 million. And royalties, $21 million.